Early in the penalty that he scored that goal. So we still had a lot of time left to kill. I think it was like 14 seconds into the power play, we score a shorthanded goal. So we had to refocus and make sure we get the job done on the PK, and we did.
Shane Hanna then, that was the only goal of the second period. 12-4 were the shots in favor of the Huskies. And as you mentioned, the penalty kill was so good that whole game. We held them to 0-for-6 on the power play. Some of that misleading in that there were some very abbreviated power plays on both sides with all the 4-on-4.
Right, both teams, yeah. Both teams seemed to take a, you know, when that team got a power play, seemed to take a penalty. So it worked both ways there. And, you know, the time, though, was roughly the same. They had about 6.5 minutes on the power play, or did, and we had 7.5 minutes on the power play. So we scored 3 goals and got a shorty, and they didn't. So if you're looking for one area to sum the game up, special teams obviously was a big factor in the game.
That was a big goal, and then we get the one early on in the third, which I think we'll listen to this one. Shane Hanna, 7th of the season. This was nice.
Roy looking back to the point. Hanna is there. Hanna slides to the middle and slides it over for Neville. Back for Hanna. Hanna will find a lane to the net. He'll walk right in, shoot, score!
It was amazing, the lane that opened up, and just like he did it in at Northern Michigan a couple of weeks ago on the power play, you know, things opened up and he took advantage of it.
Well, and that's a player he is, but, you know, here we go again, 50 seconds into the third period, milking a 3-0 lead. We take a penalty, you know, and you're alluding to one of these situations, a short power play. So they had a short power play. They took an interference penalty. One of their guys chopped one of our guys' sticks out of his hand, which I'm sure Coach Witten would be, you know, here's a chance we have a chance to get back in the game, and are, you know, we make a mistake like that. And we've done that too, and you just shake your head as a coach. But we got 4-on-4, and I thought we did a real nice job in the zone. We really controlled the puck, and we're moving, and that's what happened on this goal. I think Mike Neville and Shane just sort of did an interchange, and they didn't make the switch, and Shane was able to walk right into the net and made no mistake. I mean, well-placed shot, had his head up the whole time, and you allude to that was a big, big goal, and gives us that 4-goal cushion, and that's probably the first time all weekend I could just sort of relax a little bit. You still got 18 minutes, you know, 18 and a half minutes to go, and I finally could just a little bit relax.
Let's listen to one more. I like this goal by Gavin Gould, who again looked like he might try to dish it off and ended up shooting.
He's got Mark Ock on the left side. Ock will get a backup for Roy. Held it in. Right side for Gavin Gould. Gould looking to the back door. Shot, score! Gould did at the power play goal.
Another, I wish you could give another assist to L'Esperance for being in front of the net again.
Well, it doesn't show up in the stats, but we all know as coaches that that was a huge factor in why that goal went in. And, you know, the kid Gavin, a little bit about his shot, maybe not being the hardest shot in the league, but you don't have to have a hard shot. It's got to be well placed, and a lot of times it's you have a good release, a quick release. Well, and you don't dust the puck off. It helps. So, but you know, Joel, you're right. You won't get an assist on this play, but and you won't see it in the stat sheet. But we all know that he's a big factor, and that should encourage him. He's going to be a huge presence in front of that net this weekend. So they're going to have to deal with him, and he's a big body in there, and that's good. It's nice to have that some size. You know, like you got a little guy like Gouldy, and you got a guy like Joel. Whenever they score a goal and celebrate, it's always funny watching those two guys stand next to each other.
38-16, the shots. Mark Ock, Chris Leibinger, and Joel L'Esperance finish off the scoring there towards the end. And what were you telling the guys once we got like that 5th goal, Coach, and it seemed like we were pretty comfortable as far as keeping the intensity?
Well, just stay after it. Stay in good habits. Hockey's a game of habits, and you want to make sure you know, you continue to work on the things that we need to do to play well. So basically, there's no real message to change anything or do anything differently. It's just to continue to play the game, play discipline, and play 60 minutes, full 60 minutes. And I thought, you know, obviously we had 18 shots as maybe our best period. I liked how we finished. We went from, you know, 8 shots on goal to 12 to 18, and continue to see them get stronger. Now, part of that was, you know, I mean, I'm sure they would discourage a little bit, but I liked how we stayed with the game.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 as the Huskies get set to host Minnesota State this week. And tickets are available right now at 487-2073. More of the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Hey sports fans, Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Other WCHA playoff action over the weekend. It was Ferris State and Bowling Green. And boy, that Saturday night offensive burst by Bowling Green. They were trailed, I think, through most of that game. And then three Bowling Green goals, one of them an empty net power play goal. The first one came at the 17-12 mark. Then they scored at the 17:48 mark, and then they scored the empty netter at the 19:26 mark. And you know, we're checking scores all night. We're thinking, oh, Ferris, this is going to force a game three here. And all of a sudden, it was final, and Bowling Green won the series.
Bang, bang, bang.
Done.
Yeah. Well, they got into some penalty trouble late in the game, and you know, that's how things can change in a hurry. And that's why people wonder why you never get comfortable in a game, because things can happen so quickly, and obviously it did that game. And to have your season end like that, I'm sure Ferris is extremely disappointed and at the same time very frustrated. So but Bowling Green's a good team. They can score goals, and they can score goals in bunches. So not surprised that they went on to win that series. A little surprised, though, that maybe it did go two games, because they've had some real good games and tough games against each other this year.
Minnesota State, the team that will be playing, beat Alaska Saturday night by a score of 4-1. That finished off that series, so Minnesota State moves on, obviously. And it was Northern Michigan forcing a game three with a 4-2 win on Saturday night. So they played last night, and 20 shots for the Wildcats, 28 for Bemidji State, 3-1 the final in favor of the Beavers. They remain the top seed.
Yeah, and not surprised. Horizon won three games, tight games. You know, we saw Northern. I think they're playing some of their better hockey the second half of the year. And you never know in playoffs. And they found a way to get to game three. Tolvin, it looks like he stole game two, made a number of saves in that game. And then this is why you don't want to get into a game three. I mean, there are a lot of things that happened. I mean, Northern had some real good looks, so, you know, in the last 3-4 minutes to tie the game, and they just couldn't finish one. So, I'm sure it was excruciating for Coach Saratori and his staff, but you know, they moved on and retained that home ice, number one seed. So they'll get a tough opponent this weekend, as we do. So the everything's ratcheted up another notch here, which makes it exciting.
It does, and I didn't get a chance to watch that game last night, but I was told that Dominic Schein had some great opportunities.
Yeah, he had some great chances. You know, their top goal scorer and senior, and he's got a way to finish, but a little bit too little too late, I guess, for them. And And Bemidji, moves on, and they were the number one seed, and you expected them to do that.
Minnesota State is our opponent this weekend, Coach, and we want people to get the tickets. Four games against them this season. The first two were not very good down at in Mankato. Obviously, a much better series up here at the John McGinnis.
Well, no question. The first two weren't at all. I mean, penalties.